So we're going to call the meeting to order. It's, was it 1:30? 1:31?
1:20.
Oh, it's close enough.
1:30.
1:31, yeah.
The first thing we'll do is we'll do the approval of the minutes. And are there any changes from the December 8th minutes that we need to correct? Want to take a minute to work with and see if they look good to me. Can I put a motion in to a A cemetery review by the Boy Scouts. We still do not have any information on that, correct? We're still waiting.
After the motion, you guys need to go vote.
Oh, we need to vote. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we approve. Do we all approve here? The minutes as written on December 8th?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And now we're on item 3, cemetery review by the Boy Scouts.
We don't have any information.
No update on that at this point. We're still waiting. Is Kathy going to call again?
I can ask her to send a message to
Somebody send me his email and I could email him too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be glad to do that.
So you're going to we can both ask him. So
it's easy. Okay. Medallions for the cemeteries. We need a discussion about.
We're just going to have veteran, right?
We decided, yes, correct. Veteran on that.
We're going to wait till we get that information.
How many more?
Well, cemetery. You're in it.
Yes.
We don't have information. So you can't really do anything about that.
We're going to try to get that so we at least know, because they said December 5th. So maybe they're halfway done or something. Maybe we can.
A lot of the graves aren't marked knowing they're veterans. They're just,
and who knows if there was snow. Maybe there was snow when they thought they'd go or something. So.
Somebody's in charge of something. They have a list. Veterans are very good.
I know that's what they're researching.
Okay. They're like, wish I can only can have something. Really.
Yeah, they are.
They're all veterans. That's from state of veterans.
Correct.
So how you find that?
But you have to use that as your guideline unless
somebody knows, right?
So a person knows. So I got. Can we reach out to me because Tony Kalkas didn't have a flag at his he was a veteran and so on and so forth. So that's another one. If it's not listed on anywhere on the stone, we don't have any way to go back to the federal government from.
Something to inquire from the town to have a relative who's a veteran.
We have to do a sound here. To buy the medallions, maybe that's the time we mail a letter out and to make sure. So if you know anybody, could you please give somebody a call and leave a name.
So mailing is hard, but we do have the town bulletin that goes out every Friday.
Not every Friday, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, every other Friday. We're catching people who are actually reading it. And then those people that don't read it, they're too busy, they don't have their email registered with the chat, they don't get it. But that's one way. And another way, you could propose would be to put a small piece of paper in with the tax bills, because they're already doing a mailing.
A tax bill?
You could. And I'm just trying to be creative and to save. And because most residents get a tax bill, not all, renters don't necessarily. Renters who have cars registered elsewhere illegally wouldn't get a tax bill. But that helps. And I just asked Kathleen if she will get you, Kathleen.
I'm Kathleen too.
McCavanaugh will get you the contact information for the.
Because I think we need to find out.
They're working on it, but this will give you the immediate contact.
Okay, so the medallions will be tabled to get them. The only thing I want to say about this cemetery, I took all the forms that we had from the cemetery, because Kathy had mentioned maybe making a book with everybody's headstone. So I just did the Quarryville piece, and their headstones are here, and I just numbered the pages so it would be easier to see. So at least maybe we can leave it in the town hall after it gets done someplace.
I would even suggest that I go to the town clerk, because it's an pretty official record coming from this august body. And when we have it on, we can talk about it even now. We could ask for a vote, if you have a quorum, place it with the town clerk's office, and so then it's even recorded.
Okay. So we could wait till I get
Other piece. Just wait till you get the other piece, so you can do first part and get the second part.
Yeah, I'd like to get the second part, get it put together, and give it to the town clerk. So we'll wait and do that when I get it all together. I'll just write myself notes, so I don't forget. And Kim, I need you to get one piece. The next thing we need to discuss quickly is the monetary request for next year's budget proposal. I just stuck something in a form the other day so we could look at something and maybe see. I just put veterans Mine has a spelling error on it. Hopefully yours doesn't. Veterans budget townable in January 2023. I don't know how you guys divide your budgets up.
Will be the next year's budget.
Yeah, for in July. Yeah.
So
I can put it in. Handwritten
and done, don't worry about it.
Well, if people want to change it, I could just add that and put starting July. So that'll be good. For July 1, because I wanted feedback on what we need my support. I put under salary just administrative support in case we needed a special meeting. Under non-salary, I just put postage, but we may not even need that much if we can do mailings and our bills. Or
you anything. Can always turn money back in.
Yep. So mailings for fundraising for the medallions. Yeah, we know.
Keep smiling, everybody. Keep smiling.
And I don't know from the discussion when we get further down, I put 250 for signage for Veterans Way. I don't know if I need to put the street signs up. And then I put 300 other. I don't know if people want something under that other.
I'll tell you what, because this is the beginning of the budget cycle, maybe put down 500 for the signage. And then you can cut it back when we decide what kind of signing. The Board of Selectmen had the agenda this, or do we put one in the middle? Do we put two-sided? So, you know, those are, because it's not quite decided yet what kind of sign. And the price of everything going stupid, Mr. Sign Master.
Could we decide that?
I know.
Could we decide some of these questions? As far as the placement of the signs or the wording on the signs?
I think you could certainly recommend it as coming from the commission, which I think has its own weight. I think that's good. And we did talk about it at the selectmen's meeting. And just touched on it. It came and from our minutes on.
It's going to be Veterans Way. It's not going to be the street sign in the corner. The street.
We talked about it.
It's going to be Veterans Way. Then they talked about street signs, like we were thinking, or just another sign. Something bigger. Something
posted maybe in the middle of it.
In the middle, something. But I'm going to check with Lance. Lance is still here, right?
Yes.
Check with Lance to find out what his thoughts are. But he's responsible for ordering all that stuff. Or we could, if you got an idea of what you want, bring it to a meeting and we'll let them know. This isn't anything that's going to happen until next fiscal year.
Correct.
Because there's no money to do it now. So we've got to do it. Selectmen voted to do it. They voted to approve to do it. But then they've done it.
And to be fair, the motion was made by Bob Moore. It was seconded by Adam Keller. It was passed unanimously. And it was moved to be named. It didn't say what year. It didn't say what budget. And because it was that way, maybe it would be something they might do in the spring if they had excess road signage money. But I doubt it.
So we could put it in our budget. And if we don't need
yes.
it.
Yes.
And maybe you do go.
$350 or $400
and yeah, let's do $400. He said $200 to do two signs, so maybe if we get a nicer,
because we can always reduce it.
Other,
yeah, did we
say miscellaneous?
Okay, Is there anything people want to put in there though for the other? And do you want to keep it to $1,000? You want to go up? Because if we put 400 there,
it comes up to 1200, right?
Yeah. A little less than 12, 1150.
I think you probably keep it at 1,000 just like the middle.
So 150? 150.
No, I can't think of anything moving the money for it.
The only thing is if we could do any of the medallions or replacement medallions, we find out. We don't, because what if we do a mailing and we don't get enough money, monetary money to do that? Then if there's a little extra, maybe we could use it.
So that's another discussion. Yeah, I think 150 at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I put. And I'm going to put total 1,000 here. Okay, you're okay with it the way it is? Motion to accept.
We need to make a motion.
Yeah, we do. That's why I make a motion.
No, you ask for a motion.
I ask for a motion to accept the budget as it was stated with admin support 200. I'm just reviewing it. Postage 250, signage 400, and miscellaneous 150 to a total of 1,000.
Second it.
You make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Paul Kahuna makes motion and Barry Stern seconds. Do we have anybody joining us online?
We were supposed to upgrade, I think.
Yeah, he's not here.
He hasn't clicked down. So I will fix this and then bring it up. Where do I bring it? To Kathy? Okay. I'll do that this week. Yeah, you're good. He's going to run the
meeting.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're good.
No, because we're missing two members. Four members.
Present? Yes. Okay.
No abstention.
And I think number six, the street naming update.
We had the vote. I just want to share that Kathy and Barry came to the selectmen's meeting on Tuesday and were very thorough and gave the board a lot of information, so they had the confidence to actually vote on it that meeting. But I had mentioned it to most members ahead of time, so it was a unanimous vote to put the sign up. Thank you, Paul, for your original thought. And my next question.
And you saw the letters in your packet that I wrote to them, just so they had a formal letter because we had said I would write it. You want to see mine? Here. So.
And the other thought would be for this commission to actually put out a press release, or I could do it as first selectman with Kathy, put out a press release saying that the board had one of the first actions of the new commission was to ask for this and successfully obtain a vote from the selectmen to do the renaming. Then Paul gave this big quote.
Can I say it again that I want this to come from all of us, not
yes,
especially
sir.
Me? Okay. Oh, I won't show up.
We'll come get you.
Is there a comfort level putting out a press release?
I'll be out of town.
Is there a comfort level putting out a press release?
Or do you think it's too early?
I can put it out just because it's from the commission.
But they usually want a quote or two inside of it, because it otherwise the press is going to call you and ask for a quote. And what I found from the JI reporters, because they're spread so thin, if you give them a good press release with quotes, they print it. And it'll stay by Journal Inquirer staff. And it just means one of the editors put it in there. But the local reporter's name is Joseph Villanova right now. And he's said there's been, I think there's Windsor and Ellington and he's asking for a story coming out of Bolton. So I think this is a real feel good, but also puts you guys on the map. That we have a Veterans Commission. Veterans Commission is meeting and is acting. What do you think about it?
Any other towns have a Veterans Commission?
Most of them have a VFW or an American Legion, of which we do not. And because certain people have brought to me a number of veterans issues, I campaigned on creating a Veterans Commission, and we got it approved by the Board of Selectmen after I got elected. Would you like to do a press release? Yeah. Is there consensus for?
Yeah. I'll call you all to have you mouth it off. Okay. All right, so the street naming, we basically updated everyone. So we'll work on a press release. I can work on that with Kim.
If you guys want to, I can put on the website saying,
That would be a great idea. Put it on the website mm-hmm. that we have this and that. This is one of the first things. I think that would be good.
Yeah, you can. I think it needs to come from one of you guys. You can write kind of a little short sentence saying that it was approved, and I can put on the website.
You know what we can do? We can do the press release, and then we can monitor it a little bit for you to put on the website.
Yes.
Can you put something out? Can't you put out the veteran's emblem on that? You know? Like the VA.
No, we should ask PM. We put the town of Bolton emblem.
I'm sorry.
Veterans Committee.
And then, you know, then
Veterans Commission.
Most military has emblems. Yeah. Mm. You know, can we use a nondescript one?
I wrote that down too.
You so can come up. Can
find out about. Yeah. We wouldn't be really using, we could use something that they have already, right?
We need it, but I mean, just
it'd
be nice to open up and have it on there or something.
Good thing to think about, to put in the agenda the other time.
Yeah, can we? Can you use something? We'll ask Pam. She knows a lot of the state stuff. Okay, I think the next thing we have is the discussion regarding the veterans tax relief. And Barry really did a nice job at the selectmen's meeting on that.
Nobody said no. Nobody said yeah. I said more. The other thing is that I went home after that meeting, and you know, I got this from the fact there were two charts that I did. One instead of reimbursement, one with another. After the meeting, I know how this town works. It's not part of my mind. They didn't get it. So I said, maybe I went to Sacramento. Maybe it's something. I've already told Jim this. More information. And the way that the statute reads is the first, it's still mandatory, the first $1,000 is not reimbursed. $500 is not reimbursed.
So what's reimbursed?
The only thing is that the state will reimburse, and I there evidently is something in there that if you're below a certain income, the thing I've asked is below 25.8 for single and 35. For a couple for married, that part is reimbursed, and it's, it can be up to $2,000.
The whole thing.
No, that's the way it reads. So anyway, when I was incorrect. So with that $2,000, it takes it up to $3,000. I if you read this, the $2,000 is probably reimbursed, not personal. For some there's always whereas who did. So anyway, I did go back and I was on the computer, but I found somebody must have written to this person and asked a question about it. She published it. Carrie
Kelly. From the Office of Medicine Research.
I'm going to print out part of the thing. What A?
Office of Fiscal Analysis.
Okay. I did this analysis for somebody I found. So the end result still is for one, one we really will talk about without the reimbursement. But it's still, I point out to them, it's only 20% of the based on the they're looking at it. They're taking it under advice. I told Kathy I'm going to write a letter to the Board of Selectmen going over about the listing reimbursed. Or ask really what? Just so they have that. Did I didn't include that in my packing? Just so they know exactly what we're looking for. And I'm still thinking we want to go and say we want it to go to 10 grand by the next fiscal year. But we will, I won't say we'll accept it, but we're aware that if it needs to be paid in there, whatever they do, so it doesn't, something that has to come to a vote every year, are we going to raise it again?
And the one question they had for Barry was, when you put his name on the bottom, presented by the Veterans Commission, you know, just prepared by.
That was the only question that really was asked.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Because I said, I have rounded off stuff. And one of the selectmen said, it should say who I is.
It was prepared by.
Yeah.
And so from the Veterans Commission.
Prepared by. Presented. Whatever. So I don't know. I can't tell you one way or the other if it passed. One of the selectmen mentioned something about maybe it should be income related.
Right.
One of the other selectmen said it should not be. So I don't know what they're going to do. Because they can income relate to this process.
Over the 4,500. The
4,500
is mandatory income or not.
So we'll see what happens. I don't feel, I think we will well received at this point. Nobody sit there and boo at us. Do you guys have your mind?
And Barry did a good job describing how long ago it's been since this was raised.
Over 20 years.
And if you look at that and you look at the cost of living right now and the taxes in those 20 years that have escalated, veterans in our town have paid their fair share and have not received much $50 a year.
Yeah.
There's not much of a thank you in return. Right. Thank you in return.
And this is 180 years this year. Back 20 years ago.
$50. Yeah. Well, that's because the mill rate
is the rate is lower and the property rate is lower.
Yep.
But and you in the town budget wasn't as big as it is. A lot of things. You know, and it's the other two. All these numbers can change. Like the next revalue, which is going on right now, right? Revalue.
This will be a year of revalue, yeah. And it would come into play so another year.
That's gonna change some stuff too. No way will change it.
24 is the mill rate, and then it would be 25. It would be the year of implementation. Thank you for listening.
So now we're moving on to naming and dedication of the bench. And if I recall from the last meeting, everybody was supposed to come back with a recommendation lunch. We want a tag.
I have a recommendation. I'm fine on you. Two benches over there. I don't know what I can go over that close to look at.
They're probably in medium shape, right? Mm-hmm. When you look at those, they're not in bad shape. They look like the tracks. So I think they'll hold up. I don't know how easy it will be to that. So.
I think it just makes sense to have it.
I did speak to the town on highway department. But the building and grounds department, I believe that's their purview. And then we'll take that. Just behind two bushes, I don't know. I don't think those bushes are in memory of that anybody seemed to know about. Does anybody have an idea, ever heard that those bushes were planted in memory of somebody? I think they are azaleas. Mm-hmm. I think they're azaleas. But they said they will pop those right out so the benches would be clearly visible.
Like I said,
because the Board of Selectmen voted to do it, it would not come out of your budget. I wouldn't think. I think it would come out of the Board of Selectmen's building and grounds budget.
We have to, you know, the thing you want to make sure you don't want to have something printed up.
So, we want a good press one. Can I make a suggestion? Can we make very sure the committee of one to move that forward because of his expertise in signage from his former business?
Which I've been out for 11 years. But I can find out. I can get costs. I can get costs for different,
different
ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
You want somebody to help you
with it? No, I can do that. I'm supposed to see the people I own the business. They'll do it.
The only thing, what do we need to write on it? Yeah, so,
what I would do is we play the size of the slab. It was probably like a 3-inch tall, maybe a 10-inch long, like put on it. And they're not as typical cast thick bronze. When I was doing it, I was recommended that they route it out and put it inserted in what? two reasons. Number one, if you're sitting there, it's not.
Yeah, hit your back.
The other is harder to get it up. What is that? He's getting five RBI in there. Pop right on.
Because we know that we got people that steal metal.
Oh, we've got cash run on side, big cash run on side. That went up in the inside buildings.
Money's money.
Yeah. You want to talk about the wording?
I just want to make sure if we have it written right.
Yeah. I don't need that to get priced.
So he'll get the prices. Yeah,
they'll go by the way you put out the sales. The best thing I always tell people when you're doing this, this is a cash sign. It could be there for a long time.
In memory of?
Yeah.
Yes.
Name.
Memory of?
Clark. Sergeant Clark, from who died in July.
Yeah, I remember him. All of a sudden, who we memory of.
Yeah. For this bench.
PTA is initially requested.
Right.
The horse, like,
so, when you contact the town administrator, if there's consensus?
Well, I just want to ask one question. Are there any other veterans in town that were in Iraq or something like that were killed? I mean, I'm just thinking, I don't know this gentleman, I appreciate his bravery, but if we do it for him, is there someone else that we... Yeah, in combat or
something.
Well, there was one young man in Vietnam.
Right,
but he's already is it something.
He's. I think he's starred on.
Who's this?
The monument of Vietnam veterans.
Huh?
There's a name of Arnold Tobias, who was a Korean, paid the ultimate price in Korea, but he's buried up there. I don't know if his name is on the. I don't know.
Would you like to, why don't we put that on as a, this is a, definitely a request from the Board of Selectmen and approved from the Board of Selectmen. PTA to Selectmen, the Selectmen voted on it, and now it's been asked to, from your permission to move forward.
I didn't want to create anything, I'm just.
For another meeting?
And but I think if somebody asks and somebody comes forward with a request the same way this came, then we'll have to deal with it, right? Because yeah. I don't think we can go back and look and find out.
Well, we would then have a precedence on how to do it. And
yeah, and if there's something else, then we could do that because some benches are named by the library too, right? So.
No, I think it's great. It's a great idea. I'm just thinking if somebody
says that
son or daughter says why, I don't know. Just
yeah, then we could tell them to make a request to the selectmen so they can approve it. So I don't think we should always be the go-between for every little thing that's going on, but we should support it, right? And say, yes, we did this already. We'd like to do it. We have this and this left. Right? Because I think it's the right thing to do. And somebody else comes forward.
Those of you that may not know, this is our afternoon resident state trooper. Jake Messier, who's incognito at the moment, except
he's
for his
trying
hip.
Trying not to be.
For his hip. This is Kathy Walsh, and her husband was our resident state trooper for many years, Rich Walsh.
20 years.
Nice to meet you.
20 years.
You got two more years.
Oh, yeah, I got many more years.
And our good friend Bob, 20 years before Rich.
Before.
There you go.
I know, 20 and 20. Lived in town.
All I need is the lieutenant governor to come and pick one out, and then the state troopers decide they want to pick one out to go run the range, and then we had a revolving door here for a few months, and I was. Okay, sorry.
Right.
Okay, we reminisce enough. We got
Jake Messier from this stuff.
I don't really know. He's been gone 19 years.
That's all
right. Bob's been gone.
We'll bring him back.
39 years.
Oh, and he's also a veteran. Active. In the reserves, I think. Jake.
Well, maybe he's.
He doesn't live in town. Oh. But he could
come. Oh, well,
he could come speak to the commission.
Does he want to buy a house in town?
Just get so cheap.
All right. So the bench.
We have a.
Barry will work on getting the price.
Then we'll
see. And maybe who's head of the PTA? Maybe they can work on what, unless we want to put what's on the bench.
Selectmen. It was just a request
so,
by the PTA.
Okay, so it should be
at this commission.
Okay, perfect. So we can decide. Okay. Now, this is a little, the Memorial Day parade.
I have a commission to do it. In the past, for over 53 years, Norm Price was in his honor.
Yeah,
so Bob Moore did it last year. As a veteran, he took them over. He's now asked that we have a veterans commission. If you would please take over the coordination of the Memorial Day program. What that entails is you have a layout of how it's been. We're closing clear. Items in between. It can change your call and tradition. The schools are used to finding a student to read the address to find on them, but you have to call and ask them to do it. And talking to us in the band march. They should play, and they'll pick what they're playing when they're marching, and then you ask them to play whatever here, and then you ask them to play taps. And taps with an echo if you can, if they have enough trumpeters to do that. The school system, except for the band play changes, has experience with these students, name, and so on and so forth. We are talking with the new band director, Katie DeRosas, who left in October to become a vice principal at a school in another town. And this is up to you guys. We had from the Congregational Church, Dr. Bruce McLeod, but he was an interim, and they now have a new pastor who is starting this next week. And Brandon, and he has a hyphenated name that's very long, so I apologize if I don't remember off the top of my head, but it does not have to be from that parish. And we have, I think, a moment to speak that is going to be from at the parish that space on Saturday or Sundays at Taylor Hall. So we're one of the broader religious space in town. And of course, there's always you can reach out for a rabbi at temple. I mean, so that's all your call on what you would like to do. But I would like to ask that the committee come up with a subcommittee to put this together to share the call making to make sure this is done. This is already January, and we're talking about obviously May, last Monday of May. About it, your schools, and
is that all they have? That one page.
That's it.
Why don't we get that
all over there? We have to go through, we have to do the
fundraising. Yeah, wrote off and buy the flags, the little flags.
That's why we need somebody to tell us, either Bob Mora or John Toomey to come. Or we have to have a separate meeting. And because to do all this without any knowledge of it, any of us have done it.
So I would recommend a subcommittee to work on this one now. Give the subcommittee the permission. To find a pastor, to find students, to notify the band, to notify the state police. The
subcommittee is probably going to be us, though.
It could be a subcommittee, too. This isn't a real heavy lift. It's fine.
Yeah.
And you're missing two members that you could make them a subcommittee because they're not here. Oh, no. Ah, she knows me too well.
Yeah, I know.
You want to talk about the 100? Yes, it did. When is there are 5 Mondays in May. My calendar. So I think it's May 29th. So you have a February, March, April, and May meeting. But this is something that can be done by subcommittee.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to do in this meeting if we're still working on it. I mean, we could do a little bit, but to do the whole piece and really have someone come and explain that.
You don't need it. I mean, you've all been to them before.
I haven't been in a long time now. I got
you
missed
me falling the last
time. Yeah, no, I haven't been in a while now.
And I want a microphone with no wire. That's all I ask. I don't think that's mine.
And no candy.
Absolutely no candy thrown.
Yeah, good idea.
I got to stop until the last somebody took me out.
So can we copy this now so we can just...
It is in.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes, ma'am. Do you want my copy?
No, I didn't take a whole new... I kept my packet from home.
Oh, I put it after.
You put it in here. Though. I think this is going to be... No, I'm good. This is better than that. Okay. This is such a good one. I don't know. They must have good fun when they start to something. Girl and boy scout reps. Children can. selectmen that you will notify you. You're done.
There's a lot of unanswered questions. You know, the flag, the primary flag.
The town will buy it if you call John. All right. Would you like to go over this?
We don't have to do it now. I mean, there's a lot of questions. The problem is, I mean, I would not like mind getting involved with trying to get this thing to where, I'm not here next year. Somebody else can just take that back for you.
Yeah,
so this is what we need to do by this year. Something a little bit more.
Right. We could type that up. But
I'm leaving on the 29th of January. I won't be back until March
7th. And that's kind of late.
And yeah, some of this probably needs to be
started
because honestly, we are late.
You can join us on.
You're leaving?
That's why it's.
Will they? Can they zoom in? Can you zoom in? Because you can attend by Zoom.
I could ask Ernie, but I don't know what he's, what's called.
Al?
Huh?
Al?
Yeah. Al.
Greg's supposed to be here, but I think he missed because he called me.
So maybe the next meeting that I'm chairing, you might want to reach out to those members and ask them if they can zoom in.
I don't even have
because you
phone
have,
unless you guys have it. Because Greg, I can't.
The email.
Greg, I've sent emails numerous times. They keep bouncing back to me saying the thing is full. Or the email address is incorrect. That's what I got back.
So talk to
you. Must have gone to Jim because I didn't get anything back and call all of them.
So a little work that you will not have a problem with.
Yeah, because right, if unless the three of us come, sure.
Well, you need four for a quorum.
No, you said three of the first meeting. Because there's only five members. Maybe two are alternates.
Five members, two alternates.
So we were told three.
Oh,
so we're
true,
okay.
True.
Right?
True.
Is that right?
Yes. I was thinking seven member board. Yep.
Right? So it's three.
Three of them.
Well, we have to make sure we have three here because they're both gone.
Yep.
Ernie may be back in January. He just said maybe.
So let me just spit this little brain things out. You just ask a greeting for whoever you ask to be your MC. And then you ask, call a pastor. And oftentimes it's been the congregational church because it's right across the street. It's in their front yard. It does not have to be. You can call Tom Hoops or Mike Carney and find out who the current Boy Scout and Girl Scout reps are, or you can call the Fulton Center School. They will know. You call John B. from the town. They buy the flags for the monuments. How many does he buy?
Mm-hmm.
John Buttermover.
Well, for
head of our building, John B.
Sue Ellen's got his number, I'm sure.
Then you ask someone to give a salute to the fallen. Certainly, you can ask the same person over again. It doesn't have to be just or another person.
Bob does it well.
And then you have the.
So Moore does it. It's the best that I'm telling you. Calls for attention or yeah.
And it's Bolton High, right?
The Star Spangled Banner would be.
Was it all the school stuff? Did that go through superintendent? No.
Just go right through. And the high school usually does the music portion. The other speakers are usually. Seventh graders. And
what's the main
thing? It's usually a student that does whatever they want to talk about.
Who gets
school.
The school, but you can certainly ask for the right of refusal if it's, you, or to read it first, or.
Do we do that now?
That's a question for Bobby or John Toomey.
Once you know the timeline, you have to put somewhere on here, put state police.
Oh, secret.
And who puts all the barricades out? Because there's always been.
I think the town really does. Ah.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah, I think it's
so that's John? No, that's that Lance.
Lance, right.
And then the band usually has the playing of taps. And in the, I would imagine if you, they cannot do it for some reason, you can get a tape recording of taps.
Did you talk about the flyover?
If you contact the Adjutant General's office and ask, tell them when your Memorial Day service is in Bolton, if they're going, if they have a, and they do every year, they have Air Guard fly. As if they could do a flyover. And they may say, if weather dependent, if available, blah, blah, blah. So you may get it, you may not get it. We've gotten it when they're doing a loop lots of times and we didn't even ask for it.
Yeah,
that's but, happened. But the former AG was Air Force. So he loved it. And Fran Yvonne is the Army and he loves it. So. If they can, they will. Depends how it depends what their budget is for launching because it costs so much to launch and to fly.
How many parades
and how and what and they time. Have to coordinate. They have to coordinate times and the routes and the. They usually give it to some young kid who's got a.
We can get those kids that live next to you, the three paragliders.
Yeah. They can fly with the flag hanging below.
Yeah.
Jason Dean, Kevin Dean, both live in town. The father, John? Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got two experts, three experts. I mean, you can call the prices, you can call John Toomey, and you can call Bob Moore, all of whom have done it. And then for, in case of rain, they usually ask the, oh, call the fire department in case of rain. Can they use the...
We have to invite them to drive the truck.
Absolutely. I definitely
out there.
Coordinates the whole parade at
the coordinator, which has been Norm Price and then John Toomey and then Bob Moore. Gets everybody in line.
I'm sure it's not simple. I think we probably need to talk to at least Bob and John and maybe whichever of the prices.
Last. I mean, Sharon and
Jim.
But you can also, why not? You can ask Bob Mora if he will organize the people at the school.
How about Carl Price, carry on the family tradition?
I'll tell him, you said it. I'm not telling
you. I'll go and ask him. I'll go over and ask him. I'll say Pam sent me over and ask him.
I was just say, Carl, you know, we know you were at this meeting, but you just got chosen.
That's the organizer on the brain.
There you go.
So what is the action plan?
I'll tell you what, I thought about this. Thing, if we're going to do it right, we got to get everything on a big list because we're not on the happy interviews. So it's going to, my thought was maybe this is something that the town staff should do, but we don't have staff to do it.
We don't staff to do it.
So if we're going to do it, we got to make sure that I can hand it
Bob, I asked Bob to, which I'm like, I did. And I said, Paul, I'm like, here you go. You know? I think that's
why it almost needs to be a much more formal written up at the end of book that you can pass on, because it would be a lot easier with numbers, with
and that's why a names, subcommittee of two
to fix it, because you're right. If we all said we're not staying in 2 years when our thing is done, then you're going to have a whole new group trying to do it. This is
that would be very conscientious,
you know, to do that so we have it written. And who, what the possibilities are, who to ask. Like, that was helpful, what Pam said too, and what you said. So to try to do it. But it sounds like it's really the school, the Boy Scouts.
You can put that in the book too, by the end. Like, oh, the Memorial Day Parade, and you can.
Oh, in this book?
The binder is somewhere.
Oh, I got plenty of binders. Yeah. Don't you worry. I got a whole file thing of binders. What do you think?
They're empty?
Medical school, Kevin? Thousands of binders. I made them throw them all out, but I saved the good ones. So I have a lot of binders. So don't you worry. If we have something for the parade, I'll stick it in, and I probably have some page binders.
Sue Ellen's a very organized person, too, so she appreciates it.
All right.
You know, I could try and contact John before I go away and talk to him.
You also talk to him about the Remembrance of the Fallen. He does it as a historical society. He has pulled back from many things, and I don't know why.
He's the chairman of something anyway.
He wants to give that up too, I understand, to the vice chairman. So. Make sure there's not an issue.
What time?
Is
Oh, he can throw stay. It stay. It you got to sit down.
I knew I shouldn't have been here.
We're gonna, but we're going to finish this up. What time is it? Well,
it's 2:30. It's 2:35. 2:35.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's an hour.
An hour.
We're going to, can we take it off the meeting and just, we can table a few things and then we can talk. Because I don't think we're going to be able to have a good discussion about the Connecticut general statutes.
Okay. You want to table that?
Or do we want to try? Yeah, I think we should table that and we should put that on the next meeting. And Liz Walter.
Waters. But this thing at the end is it the city or town may by ordinance establish
it's permissive, and there's nothing in it that forbids us from doing it just by a straight vote.
We can do it either way.
That's it. That was an encouragement to get people to do it.
In other words, the subcommittee may act. No, it doesn't say committee. Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm not here, I don't know. I'd like to find out. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, that happens.
No, we're trying not to do that, right?
Are you expecting Liz Waters to come in?
No, because. Never got confirmation. So, and you know what? People really want the meeting to be an hour, is what I'm getting, right? Close to an hour. So, we're going to have to try to fit her in when we don't have as much, because I'm going to be honest, putting the parade and the rest of all these things is a lot to slam on your just starting a committee up. So, I think some of this is going to have to wait a bit till we get through this.
Well, the parade thing is like pictures. We have to get a subcommittee, and then it's not on your agenda until we're ready for what's going on. So that is something like that.
It's January already.
I know, that's why. We you need to. So are there people who want to volunteer to help with this subcommittee?
I just stated I'm not going to be here, so you don't want me to do it because I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks. But I, before I leave, I'll get a hold of John, Tony, and find out what he has.
Yep, and I'll, you know, a lot of people won't have to do it. Not an issue.
It's what we were talking about.
To make sure that we incorporate things that everybody wants.
If this commission's going to take this over.
Yep.
The commission's going to change in 2 years. So we want to have a folder like that. It says, when you have to do, who you have to call.
Okay, yeah.
And list of everything. So you just hand it to Paul.
Up here from going to things, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
We'll put it down so that it can be passed on, and then it can be modified by what the next generation will. Yep.
Would you be willing to take it on with Barry as your somebody to call? Because you'd be available by phone, right?
And I would help too.
Initially, for this time, yeah, fine. And with the chair, we can, you know, if we have any questions, we can work it out. The one thing I really would, before we go forward, we've never had a vehicle or something set up just for veterans to be on if they wanted to be part of
it. I remember coming back with Frank.
That's before I had it.
No, yeah. To be in the parade, I was talking about.
That's what they were. They were
parading.
Yep, they were
not the ceremony.
They weren't marching.
No, I'm talking in the parade.
Yeah, they weren't marching.
They're in a vehicle.
Or Frank and.
Yeah, I mean, last year we had. Morris as a Korean War vet in Congress. Larry's a vet too.
He was the what parade master or something in the first car, right?
No, he was his first order. Yeah.
Barry starts. We did not record that.
Unless you had a lot of gold on.
That's right. Yeah, you're always in the rear.
So I mean, most of us are in the rear.
In Marlboro, they have, they find everybody that's got a convertible and they start calling veterans, but they have an American Legion. So they have a much more active list.
Oh, yeah. They probably have a lot of people to do it too.
To be in. And, so, here you go, boy. Back to you. See who shows up.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the job. I know what he's got.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just stop and see the prices. If they've ever written anything down.
Norm probably has so much in his head.
Initially, this is the basis of what I got, and I tweaked it a little bit. Yeah. I mean, he might have more, but this is all I got from him. Yeah. But I think as far as contacts, I'll talk to Jimmy. Is, you know, his dad just to do all that. We might be a good contact. Please give me a little more information. But I can write down, I was yesterday thinking about, okay, what's the order we have? I actually wrote that down. I could forward it. But that's just, because we don't have that many participants. If the basic order is the same order we've always had, but we never wrote it down.
Parading.
Parade order.
Yeah, parade it down.
Yeah. And then you add to it, and then you can, I mean, once you have it, you can fill in and move it.
But that's a good item for the next meeting on if you'd like to ask for their veterans, if they'd like to be in the parade to march or.
Right.
Yeah, they contact us so we can maybe make some.
Because when we had our selectman who is unable to walk distances, he wanted to be in the parade with the selectman. So we arranged for the fire department forestry truck because it was open sided. so we could have our one of our selectmen riding that. So
I wonder if that's a good idea. Is the forest talk if there were more people?
I think there are two more seats in the back, right? Is that a four-seater? Two-seater?
Oh, well, that ends there. The driver and one person.
Yeah.
Jim will bring his Kubota, no, Kate. What kind of tractor you got?
It was Paul's going too.
You guys could put another two veterans right there. You could be ride your tractors in the thing.
You have a hay wagon?
We can get hay wagons from John Tree.
We got hay wagons. So we can also, my other thought was too, we could get Bill Phil for a flatbed. And you can put chairs on a flatbed. Have the guys inside drapes and draping on the outside of it. If you have enough people to do that, that's the easiest way to do it. You have them all on there, stick some flags on it, off we go.
Yeah. It sounds like a subcommittee right there. You don't need she doesn't need an action on this. Yeah. There's no action required.
No money.
I'd be happy to
no action
it
required. Make sure
if you want to do it. That's why we have that option available.
Okay, you comfortable?
Yeah. Then I think we should meet a few times, right? So we really understand what this.
You know, something like this, you start, once it starts, and people see it, and I think more be willing to participate.
Then it makes more sense, too, to, you know, getting.
You're trying to get a whole bunch of people to do it. If you can get people to participate. That's an easy way. You can get 20 guys or women or whatever on this.
Okay. We can also set up before he goes a special meeting, like this month still.
Or I could send any emergency like that. There's a lot of stuff going on with 6 weeks.
So you're going to talk to John too.
I will try to get all of that. Mm-hmm.
You want me to stop by Price's?
Yes, it's safer than having him do it.
He's my cousin. He'll probably do it.
I lived next door to him for years. Don't forget, too.
If you'd like to, why not? I mean, I'd be happy to stop myself. But I mean, if you have that time, go
for it. What are the information?
Yeah,
I can.
Jim might have more information than Jimmy.
I can stop. Rich and I are going to stop. Let's see what I can get fixed up.
While you're having this meeting, it would, as far as the person giving the greetings, would it be someone from the veterans group going out?
Someone has
to be
welcoming everyone.
Because never before it was just whoever, Norm or whoever happened to be putting it together.
Norm or Jim or
you? Yeah, and I would just assume kind of my way out of that. And I mean, I like doing the salute and all that stuff. And if we're going to move this more toward the veterans thing, it would be nice if we have someone.
That's a veteran.
Commission or representing the commission do the.
One last thing thought I had is that in the past, the women's club, which I think is very, very, very quiet right now, Allison Romke is the president, but she's living quite a bit of the year in Florida now. They had a family day, remember, after it at school. Would you consider calling the PTA and asking if they're considering having a family day activity after the Memorial Day parade at the school? So that would mean a call to the principal's office to find out who is the chairman of the PTA. And then call the chairwoman person or man. and ask if they
did the PTA take it over, because Rich started that. Yes, he did.
Does he want to take it over?
No.
Then the Women's Club, and then
but Dennis Sheridan came in and said to Rich, let me help you with this because I have experience doing this and we should make it better for the town.
Yeah.
And they all were like, yep.
And Dennis Sheridan is now retired.
And then Dennis started doing it, but then all of us that worked on that for years were like, okay, we got to pass this to younger people. I don't know whatever happened.
Well, you need a group like the PTA that has a group of parents with kids in school who are going to be there at the same, which that you really have to incorporate them or some group like that into this thing.
Could be the high school parents group.
Or that doesn't happen anymore now. The Family Fun Day.
It went with COVID, and Jan Carlo had been the organizer for years after
20 years of whatever.
You guys. And then she did a great job, but she's moved to Covent. She moved out of town. And COVID hit, and so.
The PTA is probably the better, because that's the age group that really, of kids, that utilize that more than anything else. They're in the high school kids.
And that was another big project to do, honestly.
It was big.
Because it was Island Park and all the food and all the face painting, the dance, all that safety.
The state police came with the crash, the
crash thing later on,
and the bounce house, land trust shows up. They come to the Democrats instead of town.
In a dunking booth.
Dunking booth for a while.
That was a high school. One of the high school groups did that.
And then coordinating with the high schoolers who get community hour credits when they volunteer.
Yeah, because I was community service years ago.
And so Ellen's very good at organizing.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. I'm over here. We went through a lot of stuff. You see how we all are here?
How we all are here. She'll do it.
All right, so I'm going to go to Price's. You're going to go to John Toomey. Bob is
going for it.
Good. Yeah, they're all leaving.
And I'm going to check with Billy Phillips about making sure we could have a trailer available if we need it for that.
You're gonna line everybody up at the pool.
Let's check with John Treat.
My daughter.
I'll check with John about using hay wagons.
Well, they're pretty high. Remember, and if you're stepping onto a flatbed, they're only a couple of steps and everybody's on. That's the one thing. I remember the hassle we had when we had to evacuate the farm. We had the hurricane coming, and we had that
reenactors,
and that's what I had, a tractor and freaking hay wagon. and the height of it made things just, it's great for hauling stuff. And
yeah, okay.
So we end the meeting, and then we can ask the cup, because I want to firm up just a couple things on this, and it's a little more recent. Can somebody else to leave? No, we can table that too, because that's just we can't add any more to our plates right now. So that was, we didn't want to lose any additional time.
I got this. I got my assignment.
May I have a motion to adjourn? Don't let him leave. I want his phone.
Barry, come on, just going in here.
Barry,
okay.
Barry moved, and who seconded?
Paul. Okay, all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Okay, just in case anybody else to leave. I just want to see if there's something I can make a few phone calls now too, because I want to wait.
Have a good month.
Okay.